USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At night, two of the latest Democratic debates held in Detroit.
He went right around the question. Mr. Vice President, you want to be President of the United States. You need to be able to answer the tough questions. I guarantee you, if you're debating Donald Trump, he's not going to let you off the hook.
That's New York Mayor Bill de Blasio talking to former VP Joe Biden as Biden was repeatedly targeted by many of the others on the stage. Here, he responds to Senator Kirsten Gillibrand after she challenged his record on women's rights.
I came up with the It's On Us proposal to see to it the women were treated more decently on college campuses. You came to Syracuse University with me and said it was wonderful. I'm passionate about the concern making sure women are treated equally. I don't know what's happened except that you're now running for president.
So I understand, Mr. Vice President.
The on-again, off-again Woodstock 50 Music Festival has now officially been canceled. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Intelligas truck. Find Shell Rote Oil to be your truck and SUV. Just for Intelligas trucks is Shell Rote. This cupcake's oil corner store for I'm cruising to the hot top down. This is not oil. The country halfway across the tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. And camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Intelligas truck is Shell Rote. This.
U.S. officials say they have reports that Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza bin Laden, is dead, though they haven't said where or when he died. He was thought to be the possible successor to lead al-Qaeda after his father was killed in a 2011 U.S. Navy SEAL raid in Pakistan. Another Trump nominee confirmed by the U.S. Senate is Kelly Craft will become the next U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
She fills a role left vacant since Nikki Haley's resignation in December. The chamber voted 56-34 in favor of Craft, who was the U.S. ambassador to Canada since October 2017. Craft, a Kentucky native, and her husband, billionaire coal mining executive Joe Craft, have been big Republican donors. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
They're working on a new collective bargaining agreement, but Major League Soccer players are warning that there could be a strike next season. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Florida and Texas now have the dubious distinction of being the states with the most pediatric vehicular heatstroke deaths in the United States this year. This after a 2-year-old was found dead in a van parked outside of a South Florida daycare center on Monday. Police say the little boy was in the vehicle all day. While temperatures outside were in the low 90s, his death is the 24th of its kind in the country so far this year. Capital One is being sued in federal court over that recent data breach. Morgan and Morgan saying they're extremely concerned that the hacker put the information on the dark web. The breach was announced a few days ago, with Capital One saying about 140,000 Social Security numbers were compromised, as were about 80,000 linked bank accounts. A Seattle woman's in custody as the alleged hacker. No big winners in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot, which had been set at $88 million, will now rise to at least $102 million for Saturday's next shot. That would put the cash value at $66.5 million. And a 79-year-old Ohio woman gets a second chance after being given a jail sentence for feeding stray cats. Nancy Segula was given 10 days in jail for breaking a local ordinance, but a judge is now ordering that she get another day in court to hear all sides of the story. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.